I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The investigation still underway now into a medical flight crash last night in Northeast Philadelphia.
A pediatric patient, their mother, and a four-person flight crew. This was a medical transport plane that took off from our nearby Northeast Philadelphia airport, and it was only afloat for a very short period of time before something went terribly wrong and it crashed.
Mayor Sherelle Parker, the mayor there's comments airing on WPVI. Of course, the investigation just getting underway. The dead from the accident include a child who was receiving treatment at a Philadelphia hospital along with her mother. Federal investigators have said they won't speculate on the cause of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. They are asking for the public's patience as their work continues. Meanwhile, some experts who have experience in that area are weighing in on possible causes. Daryl Feller is a retired U.S. Army National Guard pilot. He says night vision can be very hard in that area.
I-295 is right over there. You know, so moving lights, they get mixed up with ground lights, with cars.
President Trump's approval rating is on the rise. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report about a warning coming from an evangelical leader.
Thanks to the advent of the internet and the smartphone, pornography is everywhere these days and easily accessible by children. That's the message from Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention, who is cheered by government efforts to address the problem, but warns parents that they must be the first and last line of defense, adding, quote, "You have a responsibility to cut off access and to prevent harm to your children. It's time for some very candid conversations." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. This is SRN News. It doesn't happen often. Federal officials have approved a new type of pain pill now designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose often associated with opioid medications like Vicodin and OxyContin. Dr. Charles Argoff is a pain management specialist at Albany Medical Center.
Not only is it a non-opioid medication for acute pain, which is the first that's been approved in decades, but it also allows people a new option. And each of us are different, and we need as many options as possible to manage acute pain for our patients.
Argoff says a list of side effects from the new drug is not only different,
but don't involve the risk of substance abuse and other key side effects associated with opioids that really make it very exciting that we have this new option.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.